It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
30.
This is Patrice Bergeron.
Coming late to Bergeron. Score!
On your home for Bruins hockey. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're waking up, Boston sports fans.
It really feels like a big-time radio show.
Torture and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now Domi, a shot, he scores in the slot, a one-timer, got free, and he hammers it in. 3-1 Hurricanes.
No, it's too early right now, you know, and it's too fresh right now. You know, it's still things obviously from, you know, hot series and, you know, came up short, so obviously I'm going to have to think about it, but I'm not there right now.
We're Toucher and Rich, syndicated all over the damn place. Bob Beers is the color analyst for 98.5 The Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I'm sure he's not heartbroken that he doesn't have to do the hockey show anymore on Saturday. But nonetheless, here we are at the end of the season. Now, Bob, going into that series with Carolina, did you give the Bruins much of a chance?
I certainly gave him a chance, yeah. I mean, I knew it was going to be difficult. Carolina was one of the best teams in the league this year. So over the 82 game schedule, I know the Bruins were real good, you know, from January 1 on. But look, Carolina was really good. They were stacked. They're a team that's had some disappointments in the playoffs, and they felt that they were ready to take the next step. So and they had, you know, the Bruins had beaten them a couple of times, and they talked openly about that. That, you know, they were using that for, you know, if they needed any extra motivation, that they were certainly, you know, that was part of it. So they were ready to go. It was a good series. I mean, Bruins couldn't win a game on the road. It was simple as that.
By the way, Aaron Ward, traitor, doing the big siren before the
ball. Oh, really?
Even before game seven. But he did win his ring there that he, you know, shows off all the time. All right. So, you know, I guess the team was with you because I was a little surprised. Just because they had a good point, because if the Bruins somehow could have beaten Carolina, it seemed like the path got a little bit easier because I think that it would be much easier matchup in round two. Do you agree?
With the Rangers?
Yeah.
I hear what they're saying, but I don't think anything would be easy right now. I mean, Rangers are a pretty good team too. So I don't know. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. You know, they got the goaltender that's probably going to win the Vezina this year in Shesterkin. Yeah. Wasn't great in the first round, but he was good enough. And, you know, Pittsburgh's a pretty potent offense. So who knows if it would have been easier or not. It's a moot point now, but, you know, I heard what they were saying, and, you know, I could see how they would feel that way.
All right, let's get to the future. I take it, you know, Bergeron hasn't sat down with you and, you know, told you about his future, but
no, not yet.
Knowing what you know about the guy, do you think that he would want to chase a ring with another franchise?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's purely my opinion, obviously, but no, I don't see it that way. I think he's a Bruin and he'll stay a Bruin, and you know, I see him as being a pretty loyal person, and, you know, Bruins have been loyal to him. He's been loyal to the team, and, you know, the rumors can start because his former agent, right, goes up to Montreal. But I just don't see that happening. I think that Bergeron, I think it would be drastic for him to retire somewhere else other than Boston.
I agree with you. Now, did you make anything of how emotional Marchand was while talking about it after the game?
Yeah. I mean, certainly it has that appearance, doesn't it? Where you know, maybe they played their last game together. So, you know, we're all hoping that's not the case. But if he chooses that, you know, it's with a lot of thought, you know, with his, you know, with his body and, you know, the way, you know, dealing with injuries and dealing with concussions over the years. And he has a good family and, you know, young kids. And, you know, if he does, it's like I said, it's respected by everybody because of what he's done and what, you know, the way that he's played and conducted himself over 18 years here in Boston.
So, Bob, now is the time where everyone obviously sits back and looks and says, you know, what could this team have done differently over the past season, and how can we fix that now heading into the offseason? When you look at what Don Sweeney did this year to put this team together, is there any move that you wished he would have made? Like, when you look at the Linus Ullmark contract, you know, could he have used that money in a different place to possibly bolster the team? Is there anything you think that should have been done differently this past year?
Yeah, easy to look back now, I guess. You know, I didn't mind the Ullmark signing, to be honest with you guys. I think that they needed a veteran goaltender to go along with Jeremy Swayman, and Ullmark is a pretty good goaltender, and he showed that during the year. You know, was he as good as maybe people had hoped? Probably not, but he was still pretty darn good, you know, through when Swayman dipped a little bit, it was Ullmark that carried them through and played very well. So, you know, I don't mind having that 1-2 punch. I think it's pretty solid for them. You know, did they overpay? Maybe a little, but, you know, I don't know. I think that was kind of the going rate for Ullmark at that time. So other players, you know, I think Eric Holla had a really slow start to the year and then picked it up as the year went on and, you know, was solid in the second half. And that was a free agent signing. Forbert was excellent in the playoffs, I thought, you know, as a, you know, yes, shut down kind of fifth defenseman, shot blocker, penalty killer. You know, I think he played very well. I think he really showed his worth in the playoffs. So was there other moves that could be made? I mean, I would have liked to have seen him get another forward at the deadline. I don't know if the cap money was there or if the ability to do so with either draft picks or prospects to bring in somebody to bolster that. I thought maybe they could have done that. Maybe it was a centerman. You know, there were a couple players out there that I would have loved to have seen them get, and they went out elsewhere. But some of that was by their own choice. A guy like Claude Giroux, you know, decided he was going to Florida and he wasn't going anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that may be one of the areas if they could have made another move at the deadline to help the forwards.
All right. So as we look towards the future, if Bergeron does decide to retire, are you of the mind that they gotta just, you know, listen, they're young pieces that they have, and there's young pieces that are good, and you would want to extend Pastrnak, because my point with Pastrnak is, what are you going to get in return? You hope you get Pastrnak in return, so obviously you want someone of that level. Do you think that they have to, like, switch gears a little bit and attempt to get younger, or can you maneuver this roster where you're still a playoff team with a shot at a cup?
If Bergeron retires, that's what you're asking?
Yeah.
It's just such a massive hole, and they have nobody to replace him.
Right.
So who replaces him? And I think that's a bit of an issue right now for the Bruins in terms of, you know, have the centermen that they've drafted, have they developed enough to be able to, you know, be like Bergeron and Krejci, where they were drafted, they developed. I know Bergeron made the team right out, but he did spend a year in Providence during the lockout. Krejci spent a little bit of time down in Providence, you know, before coming up and being ready to be in the NHL full time and being an impact player. So do they have that player coming from Providence right now? And I don't profess to know as much about Providence and some of the prospects, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, apparently they have two. Apparently they have two kids with a shot to be something, you know, something
well,
good.
Well, Nika, they thought for a while, and he hasn't been able to do it.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So,
and, you know,
all right. So, do you think that there might be a shakeup in the front office? You know, there's not a lot of job security for some people right now.
No, I think there's a lot of possibilities right now. Sure. Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, you You have to look at the whole picture, right? The draft, the prospects, the players that were brought in, the trades that were made. And if you're breaking down everything and you lose in the first round, then I think everything's a possibility. If they wanted to go in a different direction, like you say, and if Bergeron retires, that it's certainly a possibility. I see how hard Donnie Sweeney works on a daily basis. I know how committed he is to making this team better. He's always, watching games, going to watch players. He knows the league back and forth and back and front. But, I think it always, when you get knocked out in the first round or you don't make the playoffs, I think that there's always room for questions. Absolutely.
If there ends up being a replacement for Don Sweeney, do you think... I love Bruce Cassidy, and I don't think there's any issue, but a lot of these guys like to bring their own coaches. Do you think that the two of them, it would be hand in hand? If one goes, that means sooner or later, that means someone, Bruce Cassidy, might be replaced?
Well, I mean, that's, you just laid it out. If a new GM comes in, they might want a different coach.
Oh boy.
And they might want their own coach.
Yeah, which
so,
is what most
is that a smart move or is that a dumb move? Knowing what about Cassidy.
Well, I mean, we're basing this on a different GM coming in, right?
Yes.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, hypothetically. No. I like Bruce Cassidy as well, and I think, he's an excellent coach and his staff is very good. And you want to stick with a guy like that. So, but it, like I said, if somebody else came in, that's a very real possibility.
Yeah, because unfortunately, if you're a Cassidy fan, if I'm taking a job as a GM, I take it I've been in the world of hockey for quite some time, and I have a very good idea of who I want to work with, and I want to have that relationship with. And it just a lot of times doesn't seem to work when guys, GMs come in and they're, given the coach that they have to deal with. It's certainly going to be an interesting offseason, and it's really hinges on what Bergeron decides to do. And we all do hope that he comes back, but it's going to be interesting because this is a team that, like you said, hasn't drafted well, and the cupboard's bare when it comes to their minor league system. And
well,
then
some of the recent draft picks were the jury's still out on, right? I mean, we don't know. Some of the guys that are developing in college, the jury's still out on. We're kind of going back a few years, right? You're going back to, 15, 16, 17. Now, 16, McAvoy was drafted. Trent Frederick came in.
Mm-hmm.
15, you still have, you got Carlo and DeBrusque. And Zboril, who missed the year with a knee injury, but you've still got a couple guys from that draft. You got Swayman, who was brought in. I can't remember which year that was, maybe 17, because he went for a couple years of college. So there are some guys who have been, have come through. I think that now you're trying to find the next wave that's going to come through.
Right.
And that's to me, the jury's still out on that, and our guys going to be able to step in and take jobs and compete for jobs here in the very near future.
Yeah, it just, and Bob, to be honest with you, I just look at like people who do it for a living, how they rank the prospect systems and stuff like that. I mean, I'm absolutely no expert, but it just seems that from what I read that, things could be better down there. That's all. But we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. Well, Bob, work on the tan. enjoy the time off, and we always appreciate you. You did a great job this year, and thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, see you.
There you go. He did not seem overly thrilled with the future of this franchise.
No, I mean, they're in a weird spot.
How can you be? It's very hard to put a positive spin on what happened here, and it's very hard to put a positive spin on what the roster construction is going to look like next year if Patrice Bergeron decides to retire in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that...
Look at the center position without Patrice Bergeron on the roster right now. And you look at the cap space you have, which with Bergeron's without Bergeron's contract, I think they're only $3 million under the cap for next year. If I looked at that, I looked at it real quick this morning before we started. And you look at Eric Halla as your number one guy. It's scary.
I'm just trying to figure out why this team continues to lose lately with all of the talent. There's just I've been trying to figure it out.
Hi, this is Catherine Tappan, star of Nessun. Star of Nessun. Everything
is awesome. Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions. Stanley Cup champions.
Hi, this is Dale Arnold. Dale Arnold.
Backhander, and a big St. Thomas rebound score. Joel Ward on the follow-up bid wins the game for the Capitals. The Capitals put an end to the Bruins season.
The curse of Dale Arnold.
Time expires, and the Chicago Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions in 2013.
Hi, this is Dale Arnold.
Rust will send it all the way down, wide of the empty net, and that's it.
Hi, this is Dale Arnold.
And the Bruins season comes to an end at the hands of the Montreal Canadiens.
Dale Arnold.
The St. Louis Blues have won the Stanley Cup.
Shoots, they score! Victor Hedman wins it 3-2 for the Lightning in double overtime.
Hall is out of the box, so the Bruins do kill it off. Far corner now, Domi. Backhands it up top. Left point shot coming in, deflected. They score! Back door, it's Max Domi. He stuffed it home. 2-0 Hurricanes.
I hate Dale.
And for the Boston Bruins, the 21-22 season comes to an end.
I hate
here in the first round in Raleigh.
The curse of Dale Arnold.
You left out the crock of crap part because it's a crock of crap.
That was a curse.
Any excuse.
Jeez. Facts don't lie.
And you added stuff at the end, too. Well,
it's updated every year that they lose ever since Dale Arnold has taken Catherine Tappan's spot.
Yeah. I thought for a moment.
John enjoys that, by the way.
I thought for just a moment. You were going, what's happening?
You know what? I will be honest with you. So did I. Nope. I thought we were going, what's happening?
Oh, no, people, no,
but no.
No, maybe we should have. Maybe that would have gotten the curse reversed. Put a little more Catherine Tappan into the universe. But unfortunately, it's true. Facts don't lie. Ever since Dale Arnold's been there in the booth, they continue to lose,
those guys,
lose.
Billy and those guys just look so miserable. In between those periods.
It's just all huddled at that tiny little desk.
Because they're not like salaried to my knowledge. So it's like,
yeah,
these guys got to keep playing. Like, you know, like I need these hits. I mean, Billy at least can go to the NHL network. You know, Billy, I don't know the term. He wants to be a restaurateur.
Oh, really?
He has many, many ideas.
What's type of food is he into?
I'm not going to spoil where he wants to do his thing in case there's other prospective people out there that are looking to capitalize. Oh, on
swoop in. So he's got this like amazing mystery spot, this untapped mine.
He has a spot where he believes that he can cater to the people that live around the spot.
Porta Pines.
It is, and it's all a big porch.
The name of the restaurant's called Porch Party.
Yeah, it's called Porch Party.
Jeffy's Porch Party.
And it's a good idea.
Would you like to pair Jello shots with your hot dogs today? Is what it is. It's upscale.
For Billy.
Yeah, and then it's Revere.
That's right.
Where they have all the fights in a very contained area. They have
they just put them all in like a big pen with a fence around it.
Yeah, apparently lots of fights in Revere Beach over the weekend.
Yep,
yeah.
All the TVs in his new restaurant are just playing the Fast and the Furious movies.
Or they're broken because someone got upset about something that happened. That's my cousin on the news. They're lying about him, and then they throw like a brick at it.
Every table a Keno machine.
Yeah, but then it loses the. I think that in the restaurants they'll have a convenience area where you can immediately when you scratch your lottery ticket walk right back in front and get in front of everyone that's not degenerately gambling at the time. It's like I'm trying to buy a sandwich here, and you're scratching like there's no tomorrow, and you keep cutting in front of me. And then the guy's got to go to the other machine. And, I mean, come on. You can't spend all day. Keno. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't you dare think that we think we're superstars.
No. We get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
By the way, JetBlue has just announced a hostile takeover of Spirit Airlines.
What does that mean? I keep seeing that headline, too, a hostile takeover.
It means that everyone at Spirit Airlines is just throwing bags in the rivers. And good move by JetBlue, because there have been some questions about the quality of their flights because they've been canceling so many. So get in bed with an airline with the reputation of Spirit.
I mean, they got to clean up their own backyard first. That was the one that kept me sitting in Florida for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard writers that have been on different shows like going on flying JetBlue, so I have no expectations of actually getting on this flight. They've fallen apart. But, I mean, when a golden gem like Spirit Airlines is sitting right there just waiting for you to take its fleet of airplanes that advertise the D Casino in Las Vegas on the insides, I mean, that is the epitome of class. I just wouldn't go somewhere if I had to fly Spirit Airlines again. I just wouldn't go.
I told you about the one time I flew them, and I had a middle seat, and the row in front of me had two seats, which meant I had nothing to put my crap in. It's like a seat here, and right in the middle, the only thing in front of me was a slit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. Not even a little tray that comes out of the arm. Not even something like that. Just you're going to be
no
just,
food.
Nope, nothing.
So when we flew Spirit one time, my son was very, very young. He was probably like 4, and he had this little suitcase, and he left it in the concourse. And in the suitcase was his baby blanket that he slept with every night.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an emergency, right? So
sure.
I can't get back to security. So the Spirit door was locked to their baggage place because inside two Spirit employees in Atlanta were eating. And I was knocking, and they were like, and just continued to eat.
I just looked at you?
And then I went and grabbed someone else, and I said, my son's bag is unattended in this gate area. Isn't that concerning to anyone? And they're like, we'll have a janitor look for it. They literally said, we'll have a janitor look for it. And then about 45 minutes later, after they had completely finished their meals, they went and talked to me. And I forget even how it was rectified. I just know that I was there for 4 hours and that they stared at me. And they were very polite and understanding. That, you know, hey, it's a 4-year-old's bag. Is there a way I could get it? Is there a way you could have someone get it and just take it to the security? I will go wherever you would like me to go. I will go anywhere. And they looked at me and like I was the world's biggest a-hole. And it sucked because I couldn't get mad because I needed the bag back so bad.
Sure, right.
And like I just wanted to go crazy. Which I tend to do in airports, and I just wanted to go crazy. And I had to keep my composure the entire time. And then eventually, due to nothing spirit, did I actually got the bag back. But
what was the janitor who ended up getting it for you?
It was, I do believe it was a janitor. I do believe it was. Because they make such a big deal about not leaving your bag unattended because they're afraid of terrorism and everything. I'm like, there's an unattended bag. It's there. It's, I know it's a kid's bag, but, you know, maybe, just maybe, a terrorist is that clever. You know, I pay attention to it, but it's a kid's bag. I mean, it couldn't be anything. I mean, how many times does that thing run now? And by the way, no matter what airline you're flying in Boston now, they've just given up entirely on magazines. And that, which is one of the great perks of flying.
Oh, you mean like the magazines in the pouch?
No. I won't touch that. No, I'm talking about the... No, that's gross stuff. That's everyone's garbage hole. When you go to the the places that used to sell
magazines... Hudson News?
The Hudson News is of the world. Delta's been great, but if you fly Delta, they have a bookstore... And I don't want any of your dumb books. Like, it's all crap books. And there's like two magazines.
It's because they're all out of business.
I know. I just, when you fly, you want magazines. You want a nice newsstand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to do something before the plane takes off. They're always interrupting the TV. You want to have a nice magazine. Saltwater Fisherman. That's all you want while you're sitting there.
Sure. Garden and Gun.
The magazines they always have are gun magazines because no one bought them. Like in Tennessee and Knoxville, if you go, because they all have, my wife like reads like Us and all that, so they always have that. They don't even have Sports Illustrated anymore. They have like all the like Rifle Lover and
Guns and Ammo,
like Hooray for Assault Weapons, and because no one buys them, so they've been sitting there forever.
And they come out with like one issue a year,
yes.
So it stays there the entire year.
Or you could get yourself a nice Rob Report. which is a magazine I've never understand how that's in existence. I'm in the market for a $50 million yacht. Just this is great.
Rob Report.
The Rob Report is,
I don't even, is that like stocks and things?
No, it's classified ads for like things that are like $10 million. Like just things that are like ridiculous. I guess it's like a fantasy to like flip through it, but it's awful annoying.
What was the name of the catalog they used to have in every airplane seat that sold all the
Sky Mall.
Right, like the personal hovercraft that you could buy.
Have you ever been next to someone that was, you were flying and they were like going crazy, like circling stuff and like actually ordering out of the magazine?
No.
As if they, oh, I have.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'm next to someone that was like, they must have bought 20 things. And like not doing it on the internet, like filling out like the wow. little card that to buy the merchandise.
Those things are great. Like they have like the inflatable helmet for sleeping. You put this thing around your head and then you inflate it and you get, it's like your whole head has a pillow around it.
And then you can tell that this guy is a international traveler. This is a guy who has been around the globe.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, he knows the tricks of the trade. Is to get a nice, and what I always liked is the neck pillow because, I mean, if there's anything I want, is something to keep my neck completely upright. Just give me a night, because, oh, have you ever got a real bad neck injury and the sleep you get after that when they have the neck brace on? I love this thing. It keeps my head from, you know, going into a position where I could sleep.
They've got the portable infrared sauna. Which is basically just like a big tent that you zip up and all your head sticks out the top and you plug it in and it just shoots heat onto your body.
I get that offered to me many, many times on Facebook. There is, those individual saunas.
I don't know if I told you this. So Facebook has to have some sort of reason for advertising
Wayfair.
What it's advertising towards you, right?
Yeah,
it's the algorithms. Now, I'm starting to wonder if... They don't just use your algorithms, but they use the algorithms of some of the people that you're closest to, like your friends and your family, like things that they're into. You know, obviously, if you're friends with them, then maybe they're marketing towards you. I apparently have enough doomsday preppers in my Facebook timeline
yes.
that there is a company, I think it's called Patriot Supply, which is all about rations for the end of the world. That they have this like line of commercials where it's like, they remember this is a Mac and this is a where it's like this one all American guy who's got like, he kind of looks like John Schneider and he's got, you know, a good pair of blue jeans on and a nice flannel. And the guy who's like the not cool dude, He's wearing like a Harvard logo thing. He's got
over,
glasses.
He's overeducated idiots.
Oh, yeah. Look at these idiots here. And he's like, well, you know, we got all this food. He's like, well, you didn't make enough food for everyone.
Well, I know a guy who has a whole situation, a doomsday situation. I've told you this. He has laminated everything that's in this closet. And every time they're out of something, his wife goes into the doomsday closet and just takes it out and starts using it.
Well, you know that Mary's father is a doomsday prepper. He has a plot in the middle of nowhere, Florida, that apparently is like an underground bunker that you can stay in.
Because it's always the ones with the most that need to prepare for the doomsday prepper.
And by the way, he's great, and I love him to death. But there was one day where he bought this hydrator, not dehydrator, but a hydrator. And he was showing off to Mary. He's like, check this out. And he had like these dried strawberries and was like putting the stuff into it that, you know, basically made it look like a flaccid strawberry. It went from being like a dry strawberry to a flaccid strawberry.
Yeah, like as if it was going to get plump and like just like it always was. Right?
right. You save all of these and then you stick the hydrator into it. And all of a sudden, boom, you got your own cornucopia in front of you, or a very flaccid cornucopia. And he looks and was like, what do you think?
The only time a doomsday guy scared me was I never have met the doomsday guy, but the guy who built my parents' house, a guy from Atlanta has hired him to build this thing in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina. Like, I think we talked about this on the air one time. It's this crazy like mountain thing that you have to go up to get to the other side.
Yeah.
And he goes, the only thing is, like, you can't say no to me. Like, you can't say no. And he's like, okay. This guy is spending, $100 million, like helicopter pad, a runway for planes, like all this crap.
In the middle of nowhere?
In the middle of nowhere. And the guy who's doing it, like, you know, still helps out at my parents' house when he's around. And he's like, the only thing I'll say is this dude's got more money than anyone in the world, and he's building this place. And that made
me... if you can indulge any of your, fears.
I know, but it was the one thing that I was like, what does this guy know?
Oh, sure.
You got to understand, name it, he's got it. Like, he's got everything. Like, it's insane.
Let's say you had all the money in the world. There's nothing you would buy just because you're freaked out. Like, there's nothing that you would say, well,
I know, you can
not?
Indulge. You can really indulge your anxieties and your phobias. Yes, I know.
It's like that Ex Machina movie. Did you see that? The guy had like...
That's the one with the robot in a remote house.
Yeah, he basically owned the state of Montana. In the middle of it, he had like this bunker that was out there.
Yeah, this is all above ground.
Although he built sex robots in it, so it was a little different.
This is all above ground, but like... But the guy will show up to... Well, I don't know if there's sex robots in this. I would have to imagine.
Oh, yeah. Xbox is a great movie, but he is making sex robots.
Okay. But the guy will, like, just one day come up to him and be like, yeah, I need you to build a runway. And he'll be like, well, that's not in the plans. And he's like, build a runway. And he's like, okay.
Well, it sounds like a buddy of mine who was building something in the middle of nowhere, and the guy wanted to get paid in gold.
Ah.
Like, actual gold.
Yeah. That's a guy who does not trust the United States... economic system.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Mike found one of the commercials. Once again, this is like somehow is on my Facebook timeline.
Hi, I'm My Patriot Supply. I provide gear and supplies for emergency situations.
Hi, I am also a fellow patriot.
Whoa, what are you doing here? This is my commercial.
Yeah, I just thought I'd join you since I pretty much do the same thing.
I just get out of synagogue.
Actually, we are very different, but I did notice that you use a similar name.
Murder hornets are on the rise. This is serious. Everyone stay inside. Buy food storage.
We don't use scare tactics.
Have you seen the commercial?
No, but I take it they make it like the guy's Jewish. Yeah, it's no.
You have to see it.
Yeah, what do you think? This is my first rodeo. No, I haven't seen it, but I guarantee the guy. Like, look at the overeducated Jew. Yeah, I mean that's what they do. That's what they do. I mean, because you know it's the three Jews in the mountaintop in Colorado that are making all these decisions. Right. Right? Isn't that the place? Like, if you look at the dollar bill, right, you find out what the Jews are up to.
They worry far too much.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean,
so
I
you can, nailed it. I can't see it from here.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. He's supposed to be a Jewish guy.
Okay.
Oh my God!
All right. So, I guess I have enough doomsday preppers in my timeline that I've gotten on the algorithm.
Because I guess they won't play the ad if you just come out and say it. Like that, the six Jewish bankers are controlling everything. So you have to visualize it.
I see.
All right.
So this guy's like, I'm all American. Yeah. I love God.
Yeah.
Right. Christian God.
Yeah, he's all American.
And I got these jeans and a flannel. And look at this Harvard-educated idiot.
Yeah, we're all overeducated.
He doesn't know how to kill a buck or run a trout line.
Listen, this might be true. There's some guys that are much more manly than I. Rich, what is coming up?
All right. There is a dream come true when a band has hit a snag in the wall and someone comes down with COVID. An amazing story of what happened with Pearl Jam. A unexpected sixth member of the band showed up and the greatest football player name of all time.
All right, quickly, I am going to tell you something before I forget. Have you seen, if you saw Kiss, if you were good enough to see Kiss in South America, you would pay $1,000. It was $1,000 for a meet and greet. You were ushered into a room where the band was encased in plexiglass, and they took a photo of you, and then you were removed.
Oh,
In a fish tank, like a literal without water, but they're in a plexiglass tank, and you are not. So you stand in front of the plexiglass tank, and it was $1,000.
That was the meet and greet, and they were on the other side of the wall.
Yep. They're in a room in plexiglass.
I need to see pictures from this.
Oh, it's easy. Go, Metal Sludge went ahead.
Oh, I got to see this.
Because you should know. You should be up to date on Metal Sludge. Should be on that thing every day.
I know.
All right. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This son of Daddy Rick Flair, that nepotism.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what do we have for the people?
Just real quick, because right now, Patrick Beverley, he's been talking on ESPN and giving his analysis, but basically they brought him on there just to roast Chris Paul. If you didn't realize what happened last night, the Suns got absolutely demoralized and pantsed by the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, it was as much of an ass-kicking as you can see in the NBA, much less in a Game 7.
They never led.
I mean, Luka scored 27 points on his own, and the Suns scored, I think, 27. This is in the first half.
Yes.
And I think the Suns scored 27 points total in the first half.
57-27 at the half, and the Suns had the best record in the NBA. During the regular season, they had the home court for Game 7 against Dallas, and they got blown out in their own building in the second round of the playoffs.
So Patrick Beverley the other day tweeted, y'all stay locked in. Let's see Chris Paul pull the fake hurt move down a dub, saying that if for some reason they got down and Chris Paul's all of a sudden going to start limping. And sure enough, everyone's now calling him the new Adrian Wojnarowski because before yesterday's game, you could see him limping around. And that was the story. As a matter of fact, it was tweeted out by Marcus Spears. Suns point guard Chris Paul limped out of the arena with a very slow walk. Learned that Paul had a left quad injury. When asked about his quad injury, Paul declined comment. And Patrick Beverly is now, like, you know, retweet that story, but stay woke with a guy with his hand over his face. He hates Chris Paul.
Well, it's like it's every corner in the NFL, every cornerback in the NFL. The minute they get beat deep, they're not getting up.
Oh, yeah, start limping. Like, oh, I was hurt the whole time.
Yeah. I must have pulled something. I would never have gotten beat.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of players that are no longer in the playoffs right now, so Kyrie Irving signed a very lucrative shoe deal with Nike a while back now, yeah. And his shoes have done extremely well
during that period.
Has,
Kyrie's.
Well, I have to be honest. Kyrie's look about, like, there's some of the cooler looking ones. He even had the Friends one. Remember that you used, like, the Friends logo there?
But also, they were mass, like, there was a lot of mass availability of these. Like, you didn't have to get these. Like, you didn't have to get Kyrie's secondhand. Like,
yeah.
They were mass released.
So, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Kyrie Irving and the Nike Corporation has informed Kyrie Irving that they are unlikely to extend him to another signature deal beyond next season. I wonder why that's the case. Maybe it's because he doesn't try anymore. On top of that, there is, of course, all the talk as to whether or not he is going to remain a member of the Brooklyn Nets. So obviously we heard the talk up from their GM Sean Marks, and where he would not commit as to whether or not they wanted to continue to resign him. If they do, it's just going to be an enormous amount of money. Well, how much money is he owed? Like another $40 million or something
million
like
that.
I mean, it's just a gratuitous amount. And now the talk is, how do they find some sort of taker and find some sort of trade partner where you'll get any kind of value? My favorite rumor so far has been the one that I guess surfaced in the middle of the year, but is also bubbling back up to the top, where you would send him to the Los Angeles Lakers to see how that would work out. And I guess, is it Anthony Davis, John, that they're saying would be?
Yeah, that was
the original.
If you're
the Nets, you do that a million times out of a million.
And by the way, it's not nearly as much as I thought. It's for next season, it's 36.
Oh, only 36 million.
Oh, Harden's 49.
Yeah, Harden is the contract that Philadelphia has to deal with. But yeah, Kyrie's 36. That's a player option.
Well, despite all of the snippiness at the end of the season, it does sound like the 76ers do not plan on getting rid of Doc Rivers. As a matter of fact, there is a meeting scheduled for this week between Rivers and the head of the front office, trying to figure out how they can help to improve his roster and put better players around him.
If you give Harden $49 million, it's going to be real difficult. You can only spend so much cash here. So
you're kind of stuck at that point.
Danny Green, also a valuable role player on the team, tore his ACL, is out all of next year.
So the Oklahoma Sooners have a brand new quarterback on their roster, and he might have the greatest name, real name, in football history. Here, you can pop me up for it. There you go.
You're popping.
Booty looking long. He'll put it over the middle. That's going to be another first down for the Eagles.
His name is General Booty. And that's his God-given born name.
Nice.
General Booty.
Should be Professor Booty, so he could do the, he could just do the old Beastie Boys song.
Another word for pirate treasure. Why, I think it's Booty. Booty. But. So there you go. General Booty now is going to be your quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners.
The next Heisman Trophy winner.
Maybe he'll be that guy. So Drew Brees, there was an announcement that he is done at NBC after one season as an NFL analyst.
He had already done all there was to do there. There was nowhere to go.
He's just terrible at it.
There was nowhere to go but down.
He just smiled and said nothing.
This isn't at all what's going to happen with Brady.
I know. It's the first thing I thought of. Drew Brees has more personality than Brady does.
Yes.
He's done after one year.
I don't know if training can buy you a personality. I know that Tom Brady's ultra competitive. He'll probably put the best people around him to try to get him to become a better broadcaster.
He can be as competitive as he wants.
In the end, I don't know if you can actually train personality.
Okay, so say I gave you Chris Rock Chris Rock in his prime, Richard Pryor, and I said, work with this guy. And do you think that they could make a guy a comedian?
No.
No. There's a certain born affability and an energy that you have that attracts people. Not everyone can do it.
And if you try after a lifetime of not doing it, it comes off as disingenuous.
And he's also not in a universe with normal people. He's not dealing with normal people. He's in a bubble. Right? I mean, I sure. Would
yes.
Say, would
yes.
you say that in meetings when you're getting your hand massaged and you have a gentleman at your house that, like, while you're watching TV with your kids, that's, like, rubbing your balls?
He's completely unaware of mainstream America, I have to imagine.
Yeah, like, you can't talk to mainstream America. You can't relate to anybody.
Well, Drew Brees has shot down that report that was in the New York paper saying, despite speculation from the media about my future, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all the above. I will let you know.
I'm telling you, there is something to that pickleball tour. Because I think that you could get in that pickleball tour right now, like any of us.
The number one player in the world is still in college.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Well, I told you the pro that was in Florida.
Yeah.
There's like $1,500 like first place purses.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm thinking if you get... You walk on that pickleball court, you're the best pickleball player on that court. Don't worry about it.
Don't go to Maine. They got that complex up there. It's pissing off all the neighbors.
Yeah, I go up to Maine. I dominate. I've played in the South. Please, they can play year round. All right, that'll do it for us, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.